Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July holiday. Good news, short week in the market this week. So the only real economic data coming out is the ISM non-manufacturing data, which should move the market much. The market is overbought, though, on an RSI indicator for both the daily and weekly charts. All you need to know about the RSI is that when it's 70 or higher, the market is hot, and when it's below 30, the market is cold. When it's hot, it has to cool down, and vice versa. Now, a short week with a low volume could mean that we could slowly climb higher. High volume and troubling data could potentially trigger a turnaround. Speaking of data and news, in this episode, we're going to talk about why stocks actually move. Now, I'll do my best to explain it because news isn't the real source of price movement. Share this episode with friends and join the Discord. The link is in the description. Enjoy the episode. Okay, so if you follow CNBC or any other news media, you'll often hear that this news event or that news event caused prices to rise or fall. That's actually false. News doesn't move stock price. The media's job, though, is to create a sensation, right? Paint a scene, paint the picture for you to keep you excited, keep you stimulated, and keep you engaged. However, the truth is that news doesn't move stock prices. The only thing that moves stocks is buying and selling. Now, that sounds obvious, but let's go a layer deeper. What causes buying and selling? Well, expectation. People expect price to go up or people expect price to go down. And that prompts interest into entering a position for an investor. Now, once that interest has been sparked, right, not only do they need interest, they need strength of emotion, right? They need conviction or strong belief, because investors to buy and sell, if they're not buying and selling at highs or lows, they're buying and selling at higher highs or lower lows. That means that they have a strong belief that the trend is going to continue in one way or reverse and go the other way. For example, if a stock is selling for $10, the only way it moves up to $11 is if people are buying it at $10. Well, if you're buying low and selling high and $10 is a high, why would you buy at $10? You have a strong belief that it's going to go to $11, right? That's the only reason that you would break that rule and buy at a high price. At a high price, right? Your belief is very strong after that interest was sparked. Now, this may sound like a runaround, but you'll probably figure it out later on that news actually makes people emotional, right? Now, that's no mistake, but the news isn't the cause of the move, right? News isn't the cause of the emotion, right? People get emotional once they see a news event because they had a conviction or a strong belief in one way or another. Now, if they believe in the news, they also need a strong conviction, a strong belief, an expectation that follows for them to make an action, right? An overflowing of emotion that convinces them that the price will move in their favor and there's an opportunity for profit, right? That's what's going to drive their action, is an opportunity to make profit. Now, there are many instances, for example, that you'll look at a news report and you'll think, man, this is great news for the company, and the stock doesn't move. Has anyone had that happen before? You've seen the news event and you're thinking, man, this stock is great. It's going to go up on this news. And oftentimes, the stock doesn't move at all, or it even goes in the opposite direction. It goes down, right? Why wouldn't the stock move up on great news if news is a catalyst for price movement? right? If the great news should make the price move up because it becomes more valuable, right? Then on great news, the stock should move. Why didn't it move? And why did it even go in the opposite direction? Because the buyers weren't overflowing with an emotion, right? The buyers did not feel a strong belief that the stock would move higher on that news, right? The catalyst wasn't strong enough to influence a conviction to buy. And even if the catalyst is strong enough, right? Even if the catalyst is strong enough, the investor must have that belief. The investor must have that strong emotional belief that this is a tipping point. I know it's going to go higher. Now, similarly, the people that already own stocks or speculative short sellers may see a lack, right? If there's great news and the stock doesn't move up, these people who own the stock or who make a living speculating on the short side, when they see a lack of conviction of buyers, right? They notice that the buyers do not have an emotional reaction to great news. This may be an opportunity for them to sell. Again, it's not the news, right? It's them noticing, the short sellers, noticing that there's a lack thereof of conviction and belief behind the buyers, right? If they see the buyers are not moving at a particular instance, this may be an opportunity for them to short the stock, right? Again, same thing with buying on the other side. If buyers notice that sellers aren't coming in at a particular point, this may be an opportunity for them to buy, but both of them are looking for a strong belief on the other side as an indicator of when to move, right? Now, if you're somebody who's a technical trader, right, the great thing about technical analysis is that technical analysis using indicators and reading charts is an attempt to map out the emotion of other investors. If you are a bullish trader, you are looking for signs of a lack of selling, right? Weakness in sellers and strength in buyers. So when a stock hits a support level, it doesn't matter what news is happening in that instance. They're looking for a conviction point, right? A point of belief, a point of strong emotional either pain or pleasure, right? Where are the sellers going to stop selling? Where are the buyers going to stop buying? Let me attack that one point. So when stock price is moving and you see that, don't just focus on the news, because a lot of times news will follow, right? Will move after a technical analysis signal has been given, right? You may find yourself in a trade and great news comes out and you're like, holy crap, I got lucky. If you were doing technical analysis, that news could have been purposely released at a point of emotional pain or emotional pleasure. So that's the great thing about technical analysis, is that you can actually beat the news, because the news doesn't determine price movement. Price movement is going to happen, and the news is actually follows that price movement, right? It helps push it in one way or another. I hope that made sense. I know I went around a little bit, but I was trying to put it in the simplest way that I could. If you have any questions, send a message in the community Discord and I'll respond. marketadventures.co/community. It's free and we're always posting trades, news, and the like. I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, for Market Open. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.